To prepare our hearts.
我们一起举起头，默祷，预备我们的心。
Amen. Well, let's first rise up and sing hymn number 90.
九十。我们请站立唱诗九十首。
Sing hymn number 90.
唱诗九十首。
On life's pillows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost. Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one.What God has done, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy? Hear what God to bear. Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will keep singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. See what God has done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings worth can never buy. Your reward is heaven, Lord, your home on high. Count your blessings.Angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings. Please be seated.
请坐。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣基督圣名正道。
Thank God we have another opportunity to come here to worship on the Sabbath day.
感谢主，我们可以在安息日有一个机会来这里敬拜神。
And may we be once again reminded that God is our Creator.
使我们可以再一次的被提醒，神就是我们的创造主。
And that He has freed us from this house of bondage.
他使我们他解放我们从为奴之家中使我们得到释放。
That we can obtain this rest and be able to experience what will come in the future.
使我们可以得到这个安息，并且可以体验到将来要来的事情。
Thank God for another week we have been able to come here.
感谢主，他带领使我们度过了一个平安的一个星期。
So before we pray, we're going to look at Psalm 117 for our mutual encouragement.
在我们祷告之前，我们将要来看诗篇117篇，来作为彼此的勉励。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm 117.
请翻开诗篇117篇。
Psalm 117.
诗篇117篇。
So this psalm is a very short psalm.
这是很短的一个诗篇。
It only has two verses.
只有两节。
However, from this psalm, we can learn two things.
但是在这里我们可以学到两件事情。
And these are also two things that we should take time to reflect upon.
这两件事情也是我们应该要花时间好好的省察的事情。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Lord him, all you peoples. 2. For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
万国啊，你们都赞美神，万民啊，你们都当颂赞他，因为他向我们大施慈爱，神的诚实存到永远。你们要赞美主。
So the first thing that we can learn is that we have to remember what God has done for us.
首先我们可以学到的第一件事情就是我们要记住神对我们所做的事情是什么。
In the first verse and also the first half of the second verse.
是第一节并且第二节的上半部分。
To praise the Lord.
教导我们应该要来赞美神。
And as a Christian and as a follower of Christ, praising God is something we ought to do.
我们身为一个基督徒，身为耶稣基督的跟随者，赞美主是我们应该要做的一件事情。
And we find that when we praise someone, it's because we acknowledge what they have done.
我们知道的是，当我们称赞一个人的时候呢，是因为我们认可他为我们所做的事情。
So for example, when we see that a child behaves very appropriately.
比如说我们看到一个小孩子是inappropriate, 就我们看到一个小孩子表现得很好。
They behave themselves very well and they sit very quietly.
他的表现是非常的好，听到的时候很安静地坐在这边听到。
They're not running around and taking things away.
他们没有到处跑来跑去或者是拿东西。
When we see this, we feel in our hearts that this is very good and we want to praise them and that's why we praise them.
当我们看到这是一件好的事情的时候呢，我们就会想要称赞他。
And likewise, with God, it's the same.
那同样的，那我们称赞神也是一样的。
Because there should be an understanding or a reason behind our praise.
因为我们称赞神的这个背后都是有个原因的。
So from these verses, we can learn two reasons.
所以从这几节我们可以看出，可以学到两个原因。
In verse 1, it tells us, Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles.
这里说啊，万国啊，你们都当赞美神。
So in English, it explicitly says Gentiles.
其实英文的版本就是说外邦人。
And why is it that the Gentiles should praise God?
这里为什么说外邦人要来当赞美神呢？
So of course, we know that God is the only one true God.
当然，我们知道我们这个神就是独一真神。
And it's right and the duty of man that all men should praise him.
是，那当然是每一位世人都要有这个尽本分来赞美神。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
我们请看《使徒行传》。
Acts chapter 15.
使徒行传十五章。
Acts chapter 15, verse 14.
使徒行传十五章第十四节。
Acts chapter 15, verse 14 to verse 17.
使徒行传十五章十四节到十七节。
Verse 14, Simon has declared how God at the first visited the Gentiles to take them out of them, to take out of them a people for his name.And with this, the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written. After this, I will return and will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins and I will set it up, so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord who does all these things.
刚才西门述说，神当初怎样眷顾外邦人，从他们中间选取百姓。归于自己的名下，众先知的话也与这意思相合。正如经上所写的，时候我要回来，重新修造大卫倒塌的帐幕，把那破坏的重新修造建立起来，叫余剩的人，就是凡称为我名下的外邦人，都寻求主。
So this records of the time when the apostles met at Jerusalem.
这里记载的就是当这些使徒在耶路撒冷的
And here it talks about how Peter recounts his experience by preaching to Cornelius.
这里彼得就是回忆了，就是当时他向哥里流所传道的经过。
And we know that Cornelius was a Gentile.
我们知道哥里流他是一位外邦人。
But at this point in time, the church was revealed that the salvation was also to be given to Gentiles as well.
但是在这个时候呢？教会就已经被告知神的救恩也已经临到了外邦人的身上。
And actually, today we are physically not the chosen people of God.
当然，我们今天在肉身上面的话呢，我们不是神所拣选的百姓。
We in fact were also Gentiles.
我们同样的也是个外邦人。
But according to the mercy of God, He has chosen us to save us.
但是因为借着神的怜悯，他拣选了我们，使我们可以成为他的选民。
To become His people through His Spirit.
在他的灵里面，我们成为他的选民。
And not only this, even before we knew him, he has already opened a path for us to be saved.
不单单是这样子的，就是在我们还没有认识神之前呢，他都已经为我们预备了这条道路。
And Paul also tells us that even before the foundation of the world, that we were chosen.
保罗甚至也记载了，就是在这个世界的根基还没被建造起来之前呢，神就已经拣选了我们。
So truly, this is a great work that God has done in us.
这个就是神为我们所做的极大的工作。
Now the question for us today is, do we treasure our status?
那问题对我给我们今天的问题是，我们是否珍惜我们被给予的这个身份呢？
Since this is all true and since we know this,
既然这些都是真的，并且我们也了解到这些事情，
do we acknowledge it just like we acknowledge the child that has been behaving very well?
我们是否就是也可以像认同一个表现好的小孩子一样，也认同这件事情呢？
Likewise to praise God.
同样的，就是要来这样赞美神。
Perhaps sometimes this also falls to the back of our mind.
有的时候，有可能这样的想法会被我们抛在脑后那边去。
Forget or are not very mindful of our status.
我们有可能就是会突然不经意间忘记了我们的身份。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
我们请看路加福音书。
Please turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17.
路加福音书十七章。
Luke chapter 17, verse 12.
路加福音书十七章十二节。
Verse 12. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. Verse 13.
十三节。
And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy. 14.
十四节。
So when he saw them, he said to them, Go show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed.
十二节，进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的，迎面而来，远远的站着，高声说，耶稣父子，可怜我们吧。耶稣看见，就对他们说，你们去，把身体给祭司查看。他们去的时候就洁净了。
So here records a passage that we're familiar with.
这里记载了一节我们熟悉的经节。
And it records about the 10 lepers.
这里记载了十个患大麻风病人的人。
In those times, leprosy was essentially a death sentence.
当时长麻风的话，其实是等于对他们来说，就像是被判了死刑一样。
Because people with leprosy would essentially just wait for death.
因为这些患大麻风的人呢，他们最终就只能等死。
By law, they were supposed to be casted out of the society.
按照当时的律法，长大麻风的人就会被被这个社会中除去。
They were living as outcasts outside of cities and unable to even meet with their family.
他们会住在就是城外，并且他们没有办法见他们的家人。
However, if we carry on to read in this passage,
但是如果我们继续读这几节的话，
we find that when 9 of them were healed, that they did not give thanks to Lord Jesus.
我们知道其中被医治的九个人呢，他们没有来赞美神，赞美主耶稣。
Actually, when they were healed, they just moved on with their new lives.
只是当他们的病得到医治的时候呢，他们就继续过自己的生活。
And it seems as though they forgot the very reason why they were healed and how they could have this new life.
好像就是他们这些人忘记了他们是如何的被得到医治。并且就继续过着他们的生活。
Let's look at verse 15 and verse 16.
我们看十五节和十六节。
15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan.
内中有一个见自己已经好了，却回来大声归荣耀与神，又伏伏在耶稣脚前感谢他，这人是撒玛利亚人。
So here we see that it was slightly different for this one leper.
我们这里看到了一个与众不同的患大麻风的人。
In verse 15, it tells us that, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed.
这里记载了十五节，其实就是当一个人见到自己已经被医治好之后。
So for this man, when he was healed, he did not just simply move on.
这个被医治好的人呢，他没有只是单单的就继续过着他自己的生活。
When he saw that he was healed, he took time to ponder about what happened.
就是当他看见自己被得到医治的时候呢，他就花时间下来好好的想他是就是刚刚所发生的事情。
And because of this, he was able to understand that this was the grace of Jesus.
因为这样子使他可以了解到这个就是主耶稣给他的恩典。
And often it's very easy for us to fall into the same trap as the 9 lepers.
很多时候我们也会很容易的就是变成另外九个患大麻风的人一样。
Because we just want to get over these difficult situations.
因为我们只是很想，只是很单纯的只是想把问题给解决。
We want these difficult times to pass very quickly.
我们只想要这些困难尽快的来过去。
We no longer want to spend any more time to think about or to even see these things happen.
我们却不想就是说再花任何的时间好好的想这些问题是如何的被解决。
However, we find that many a times we feel weak because we have lost our focus and forgotten his works.
很多时候我们都会认为说我们很软弱，是因为我们自己失去了我们的焦点，并且没有把焦点放在神的身上。
And so this is a good reminder for us to reflect on our experiences.
所以这对我们来说这是一个非常好的提醒，就是要我们好好的就是反省一下自己所体验到的事情。
To reflect in our prayers, how blessed we are to receive the grace of God.
在祷告中，我们要好好的省察，我们是我们人可以得到神的恩典，是一件多么美好的事情。
And we find that this one leper was also a Samaritan.
我们会发现这个患大麻风的这个人呢，他是撒玛利亚人。
And actually, the Samaritans were in conflict or did not get along well with the Jews.
当时的撒玛利亚人与犹大人，他们是。之间是没有和睦相处的机会。
Yet, because he was able to ponder what happened to him.
但是他却可以花时间来思考在他身上所发生的事情。
He could see that Jesus truly was praiseworthy.
所以他就可以真正的看见到，就是说主耶稣是真正的应该配得到称赞的。
And likewise for us, even though we were not the chosen people of God.
对我们也虽然说我们曾经不是神所拣选的百姓，
We were previously Gentiles.
我们曾经也是外邦人。
But through his saving grace and his spirit.
但是借着他救恩的恩典和他的借着他的救恩。还有圣灵。
That we are able to become his chosen people.
使我们可以成为他的选民。
Let's turn back to Psalm 117.
我们看回诗篇117篇。
Psalm 117, verse 2, the first half.
第二节的上半部分。
For his merciful kindness is great towards us.
因为他向我们大施慈爱。
So here this records of the second reason.
这里记载了第二个原因。
Because his merciful kindness is great towards us.
因为他向我们大施他的慈爱和怜悯。
Now often we can find that our experiences may be good.
很多时候我们会发现就是我们的体验都是很好的。
But do we have it in our hearts to feel that the goodness of God is great towards us?
但是我们在我们的心中是否就是说有这种想法，就是神的大人，慈爱是非常大的。
Yeah, it's great towards
us. 对他对我们是很极大的慈爱。
When was the last time we felt that the grace and the kindness of God was great towards us?
我们上一次体验到神的恩典慈爱对我们的恩典和慈爱是什么时候呢？
And are we often moved by our past experiences of God working in our lives?
我们经常都会因为上一次神在我们生活当中向我们施行的慈爱而感到感动。
Not only should we spend time to reflect on the good things that God has given us.
我们不单单要花时间在神为我们所做的这些善事上面。
But also on the guidance and the protection of God.
我们并且要省察就是神的带领并且和他的保护。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Corinthians.
我们请看哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书11章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书11章。
Verse 25 to 27.
25到27。
Verse 25, three times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, three times I was shipwrecked, a night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. So from here we see that Paul recounts his experiences.
我们这里看到就是保罗记载了他的体经验。
And it is not because of luck or fortune that he was able to go through all these.
不是说是因为他的运气或者是好运使他可以就是经历这些困难。
Paul himself knew very clearly that this was the working of God.
保罗他自己很清楚的知道都是因为神的保守。
That God had empowered him and sustained him.
因为神给他的力量使并且来保护着他。
So when someone does something good for us,
当一个人对我们来做一件善事好事情的时候
or when we are helped by someone when we are in a difficult time
或者是在我们遇到困难的时候呢我们受到别人的帮助
how do we feel towards that person
我们对那个人是有什么样的感受呢
how is our relationship with that person afterwards
那么我们与这个人之后的关系又会如何呢
very naturally this relationship or this bond should become stronger
当然就是很自然而然的我们与这个人的关系就会变得更加的亲密。
And it would be very difficult to forget what was done for us.
我们来忘记就是这个人为我们所做的事情是很难的。
So in the same way, we should reflect on this, whether this is the same with our relationship with God.
同样的我们应该要好好的省察一下我们与神之间的关系是否也是这样子的呢
And so with these two reasons, we should be able to have the heart to praise God.
因为这两个原因使我们应该可以来赞美神。
So the second thing we can learn from Psalm 117.
我们从诗篇第117篇第二可以学习到的第二件事情是
is in the last portion of verse 2.
就是在第二节的下半部分。
Psalm 117 verse 2.
诗篇117篇第二节。
And the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
神的诚实存到永远，你们要赞美主。
We know throughout the scriptures that the word of God is enduring forever.
我们知道从圣经上面我们就知道神的话语会永远长存。
And here it tells us again that the truth of the Lord endures forever.
这里又再次提醒我们神的诚实存到永远。
That is to tell us that the word of God, the gospel, will never change.
这就是代表神的福音神的话语是永远不会被改变。
The truth that has been received by the church will never change.
教会所领受所得到的这个真理是永远都不会被改变的。
And as humans, we find that we generally do not like to change.
我们人类就是身为一个人类来说呢，我们就是很不想的被改变。
We like to stay in our own comfort zones.
我们就是想要待在自己的舒适圈里面。
We want to know what will happen in the future, and that's why we make plans.
我们只是想要知道将来会发生什么事情，使我们可以好好的做计划。
And not to be in situations where we have to face something that is unexpected.
我们不想要让自己陷在一个就是我们在不知不觉在毫无就是在一个我们没有办法知道将来会发生的情况下。
However, we know that nothing lasts forever in the world.
但是我们知道在这个世上的东西是永远不会长存的。
Only God and only the truth will endure to the end.
只有神和神的诚实会存到永远。
However, we all know that the truth will last forever.
当然我们都知道神的真理会永远长存。
And that is one thing.
这个是一件事情。
However, the question for us is whether we will endure in the truth.
但是对我们来的问题是说，我们是否有办法，就是可以将这个真理存在我们心中，存到永远呢？
At the end, are we able to endure and to keep the truth to the end?
所以我们是否有办法，就是持守着真理直到最后呢？
Are we trying to build up our faith at home, in society, and at church?
就是当我们在我们家庭、在社会，并且在教会里建立我们信仰的时候
，Do we uphold the truth and defend it？
我们是否就是有好好的就是持守着这真理，并且捍卫真理呢
？And these are questions worthy for us to think about.
这个是我们应该要好好值得我们省察的一个问题。
And because our hope and our goal is to receive the eternal life.
当然，我们的目标就是要得到这个永生。
And so this can only be achieved if we keep the complete truth to the end.
这个只有当我们把神的真理持守到永远之后呢，才可以得到。
So from this short psalm, we have learned two things.
所以从这个短暂的诗篇中，我们学习到了两件事情。
That we have to praise God often by taking time to think about what He has done for us.
我们就应该要不断的来赞美神，好好的花时间来省察，想一下神为我们所做的事情。
And secondly, to refocus ourselves so that we can endure in the truth.
第二点就是重新的把我们的焦点专注在神的身上，使我们可以把这个神的真理永远的长存在我们心中。
May all glory be unto God.
愿一切的荣耀都归给神。
And now we're going to pray.
现在我们要来祷告。
In our prayer, let us continue to pray for those who we know who are ill in health.
在我们祷告中，我们继续 来为那些身体欠安的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
Let us also pray for the preaching work.
也为教会的传福音工作祷告。
And also to pray for the RE students.
也要为宗教教育的宗教的学生祷告。
And for those who wish to receive the laying on of hands, please come forward.
想要得到安守的都可以到前面来祷告。
And the ministers will help you to pray.
神的工人会为你们安守。
Let's all kneel down and pray in one accord.
我们一起重新合一跪下祷告。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.